The capability to have a single sign-on for a majority of the law enforcement databases is closer to reality than ever before. Jeremy Warren says by the end of 2010, Justice, the Homeland Security Department, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and several state and local law enforcement agencies will implement a federated identity management program.
In the future, that user gets to use whatever credentials they have today. They get to go to a broker, and there's a portal on the broker where all of the different systems that are out there are being advertised. Hey, if you meet these requirements, you can access this system. It provides a standard way for you to request access. You click on a button and either you automatically get it because you meet the policy, or there has to be, you know, somebody's approval, but it's, you know, automated workflow. So just the fact that you will be able to know these things exist, request access, and then you'll be able to access them without having to go through all of the headache of filling out forms, you know, reproving your identity. You'll be able to use the exact same credentials to access all these systems with single sign-on.
Warren is the chief technology officer at DOJ. He spoke Tuesday at a breakfast sponsored by the FCA Bethesda, Maryland chapter. For more than a decade, single sign-on identity management has been the holy grail for governments. Agencies long have sought to get rid of username and passwords because of the security and cost challenges. Warren says the technology and policies finally are coming together. The Justice Department's Criminal Justice Information Services, or CJIS, is leading this effort.
And that will enable any organization, any law enforcement organization across the country that meets the policy standards to join up and then start participating either by accepting users to come to access their resources or by enabling their users to go and access other people's resources.
Justice has been working on this concept, developing standards, and obtaining agreement on the processes for about 3 years. Warren says Justice started with a pilot project of a few thousand users.
People are actually using it to access live systems today. It's just relatively small scale. And we have participants from Chicago Police, FBI in terms of the Leo system, DHS with HISN, and DNI with the IntelLink U system, as well as our JABS system, the Joint Automated Booking System, records of every federal booking across the entire country, every organization in the federal space just about, and a few other applications. But today we have a few thousand users who are doing many hundreds of logins a week to access these systems where they're using their local credentials and then just getting essentially single sign-on to jump over and access these other applications.
He calls the pilot a real-world proof of concept where officers are solving cases. The goal is to figure out the challenges and overcome them outside of the lab environment. Justice Now is rolling out the portal nationwide.
Now, what we're doing is we've been working with CJIS at FBI to build a national scale system. We were able to convince people this is a model that works, that they had to put the policy together, and they decided to come up with the funding for it. So that's supposed to be going live for national scale law enforcement federation capability this year.
Law enforcement agencies need to do a few things to use the portal. Warren says first, they must sign a memorandum of understanding with the Federation saying they will abide by the standards.
Now going forward, to really grow this to become used widely across the country, there's individual work that participants have to do. And that could be a little bit of money. It could be firming up their identity management processes in some cases. On the service provider side, it might be some changes to the technology, but generally pretty minor. It might be policy changes in terms of trusting users who are being authenticated elsewhere and being managed elsewhere. And long-term, really trying to figure all of that out and how people are going to do it, incentivizing people to do it. Because in some cases, we can make the case that there's a cost-benefit value proposition. In other cases, we're talking about law enforcement agencies that are dirt broke. If we have to use grant funding to help support that, that's something that we're going to have to consider.
He says the cost for agencies to join the portal isn't too high. Typically, agencies would have to pay no more than about $100,000 to implement the technology needed. Warren says the benefits of moving to this one-stop portal are clear to both users and providers of information.
And on the application side, it's not just about saving money with password resets. There's really much greater security. When you talk about a CJIS system today like a Leo providing access to a user from LAPD, Leo has no way of really knowing on a timely basis when that user is no longer at LAPD or is no longer supposed to have access. Also, they have to manage another password for them that they have no way of knowing exactly how secure somebody's being with that password, and it's way too expensive for CJIS to be giving out multi-factor credentials to everybody.
This effort is similar to the Federal Secure ID Card Initiative under Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. Federal employees will be able to use their HSPD 12 cards to log on to the portal. but the identity cards in the long run may not be good enough.
There's very little information on those HSPD-12 cards. There's only 8 fields or so, and it's very expensive to change them. To give, you know, if all of a sudden my email address changed or if my phone number changed and if it's on the card, then going and getting a new card reissued is unbelievably expensive. So what you ideally want to do is put as little information on the card as possible, but have directories behind the scenes that store information that can change more often. And if you really want to get the full value out of federated identity management, you need to provide to the applications more information about the user so they can make automated access control decisions. If this application needs to know that you are an analyst, if this application needs to know that you're a supervisor, if it needs to know that you're a badge law enforcement or that you're trained in a particular thing, then you need to pull that information from an authoritative directory and you need to be able to assert to that other application. You can't get that from the HSPD-12 card.
Over the long term, Warren says federal employees will use their HSPD-12 cards to authenticate their identity to the Federation. But on the back end of the system, the directories will control who has access to the applications. In Bethesda, Maryland, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.